When we started LCC Connect in 2022, our aim was to create a podcast network that connects our college with the community and our community with the college. Since then, we've expanded to offer more than 30 podcasts, all of which are hosted by members of Lansing Community College or community activists. This is Dedalian, General Manager for LCC Connect, and on this episode of Behind the Connection, we feature a chat with the host of a new podcast called Ripper. The host of the program is Terry Denise. She's currently a Lansing Community College student and one of the winners of our annual contest called The Podcast Power Up. Her podcast premieres on LCC Connect Tuesday, September 30th. It'll be available for listening at lccconnect.com or on your favorite podcast streaming service. Now, let's get behind the scenes and find out what's happening behind the connection with Terry Denise and Ripper. You were one of our podcast Power Up winners, and it's awesome to have you be a part of what we're doing.
Well, thank you.
One of the questions that we have on our form that the podcast Power Up contestants fill out, tell us a fun fact about yourself. Yours was an interesting answer, and I kept meaning to ask you about it. Do you even remember what you answered?
Please tell me.
I danced the biggest Soul Train line in the world was your answer to fun fact. Is this true?
This is very true.
I want to know the backstory. How'd this happen?
So I can't remember exactly what year it was. It was somewhere around 2011. I was in Chicago. I had a relationship with somebody that was in Chicago who was a transplant actually from the Tri-County area of Michigan.
Okay.
And we were downtown hanging out. And we did not know what was going on. We just saw and heard a lot of music happening, and it was very loud. And I was actually taking a couple photographs of him so he could use for some online thing, I think. And then I had him posing in front of some fence or something. I was like, what is going on right now? And I finally looked and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Don Cornelius on that big old stage in the middle of Chicago right now. What is happening? So it was Don Cornelius. It was a Soul Train event. It was like an anniversary event.
Okay.
And literally just nothing but funk, soul, R&B, everybody having a great time in the middle of Chicago area. I don't know. It might have been in Millennium Park. It was definitely in one of the huger parks in the area. And it was just people just thrown about.
So was that their goal, was to build the longest Soul Train?
I don't know, but they did do it. It was... There were thousands of people in this line. It was just a mass amount of people that just joined in a Soul Train line. And it, no matter where you were.
Now, were they doing it like, you know, like the locomotion? Were they doing it like just doing their own dance? What was happening there?
Well, you know, there were a lot of, you know, there's a lot of strutting going on, because once you hit a certain age and your back is not doing the same thing that once you can't go down into the splits and then come back up while spinning, they used to be able to do on the dance floor.
I'm somebody that could tell you a little bit about that. Go on.
Yes. There was definitely a lot of like peacock strutting going on, but a lot of just, a lot of hustle moves, we'll just say.
So would you consider yourself a dancer?
Yes.
All right. I mean, music seems to be a big part of your life, really. You volunteer your time at festivals. On your first episode, you talk a little bit about singing in a doom metal band.
Yeah, actually.
Is that legit? And is that still happening?
Okay, so yes, it is legit. I'm actually in the Encyclopedia of Metal that you can find online under the name Terry Brown. There's tons of bands that you can look up if you're ever wanting to see, like, what bands from Lansing ever existed that were in the metal scene, or how many bands are connected to this and this person from that and everything like that. But the band name that I named the band, Kruthu, C-R-U-T-H-U, which is a Gaelic word for basically mother or earth mother.
Okay.
As I was taking it, I was the lead singer of this band for a little bit, around like 2014. Then one day the guys in the band showed up at my front door with my amp and said, "We're going in a new direction," and then replaced me with a male singer. So I am not in the band anymore, but they kept the name of the band, which is funny. I was searching for a name that had something to do with Earth, something had to do with Mother. And then I just was like, what's the thing that can connect us all in this band? And I just did my like DNA genetic 23andMe thing, and I found out that I was like Brits, Isle, Celt.
Okay.
Gaelic. I was like, and then one of the band members always like talked about how he was Irish, or he loved like Phil Lynott and everything, like the
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy. Yeah. So that was like a huge influence as well on everybody. So okay. I was like trying to like, I'm like, okay, all right, cool. Irish, Gaelic, Scottish thing going on here. Brick, Celt, Isle, whatever. And I was like, was really looking into different kinds of languages at the time. So Gaelic was one of those dictionaries that I picked up at one of the local libraries. And I was like, Cruhu. Mm-hmm. I just found that word. And apparently there is another band named Cruhu.
Oh, really?
Yes, but they're more of a like folk band, but they're actually Irish. So technically, as a former member of the American Cruhu, and then there's the Irish Cruhu.
So did they spell it the same?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because you know that's the story behind Megadeth, right?
No.
That's why it's spelled with a D-E-T-H, because there was already a Megadeth out there. That's so nice. Yeah, interesting. So that had to be a little disappointing to kind of get booted out of the band. Yeah. Did you find yourself a new place to go then?
People found me.
Okay.
A lot.
So you're still out there singing?
Yeah, actually. Okay. Which
why doom metal?
I love doom metal. I'm a big. Okay. I love metal as a.
And everybody's definition of music genres varies. So you defined, based on bands that people would know, what would you define as doom metal?
So I'd say the great, great like influencer on heavy metal would be Jimi Hendrix, and the way that he took his inspiration and his experience of being not only in doo-wop or like old soul bands, jazz bands and everything like that, but what he took and electrified it and then psychedelic-ed it. That's not a word.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay to make up words. Making up words is fun.
But the fact that he himself was, already in soul bands and everything like that, and then took it to a completely different way that nobody heard.
Okay.
Nobody heard what he was doing with music ever, and he was his own enterprise, had to go over to Europe to actually get popular, which seems to be a similar thread going on with a lot of brown Americans throughout the many years. But not only that, that influenced a lot of people over there to start their own bands, and they were like, I love the Beatles, but I also love whatever this guy is doing, so let me mix it all together. So his style of playing influenced other bands to also start going, hitting the fuzz pedals really.
So
bad.
You are calling Hendrix your original doomer.
He is
your original.
Well, if we're going to my original like metal influence, like the very first thing that I heard, the like album that got put in front of my face when I was like a 6-5-year-old, little first grader at kindergarten, that would have been Stryper, To Hell with the Devil, that my mom brought into the household.
So, see, that would be one I. As a metal guy, I would not describe that as doom metal in any way, shape, or form.
Are you kidding me? The title
I
of
mean, I guess.
The actual album is called To Hell with the Devil.
And for anybody not familiar with the band Stryper, they are a Christian rock band from the 80s.
They're definitely metal.
And I would call hair metal more than anything.
They were definitely glam metal.
Glam, yes.
I would stare at the album covers all of the time, just like, why is everybody so amazing looking? One of the guitarists, I think it was Matt Fox or something, he had like a little controller on his suit and outfit that looked like kind of Darth Vader's little control box on his costume. And I was just, they were like doing space-agey metal weirdness, but also Christian. It's just, it's all the way around very, very like heart-driven, this is in your face, in your ear of that kind, but it's not.
I guess I'm glad I asked you the question, because I would not have thought of Stryper being in your lineup of influences, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, but at the age of 5, 6, I mean, it had to be a completely new thing. So it kind of like blew your mind to hear this music.
It did blow my mind. Okay. It also terrified me, but it blew my mind. If you actually get a chance to look at the cover of To Hell with the Devil, you can see why, like, it's definitely doom. It just might not be in the kind of way and perspective that everybody thinks of kind of doom metal, but they are talking about literally the rapture and the end of the world.
See, I'm going to call Hieronymus Bosch the original doom guy then. Yeah. Doom metal guy, because I always, anytime you see the Garden of Earthly Delights, yep, anytime I've ever looked at that, I've been like, man, this is some tortured stuff going on.
There's some hilarious stuff in there too.
There is, yeah. There's
lots of little gremlins running around like spanking people.
Right. So you actually are here to talk with me a little bit about Ripper, your podcast, yeah, coming up September 30th. It's going to premiere on LCC Connect. You are one of our podcast power up folks. Mm-hmm. And for people that aren't familiar with that, we do a little contest every year, reaching out to the students, inviting them to be a part of our LCC Connect network. And you were one of our winners. So tell me a little bit about the experience. What's it been like going from start to finish?
Well,
Or should we say start to continuation?
Continuation, yes. Actually, I was inspired by a posting, one of the electronic boards throughout the school flashed a posting about a contest, and I was like, I really need something to do. Also, I was originally going to try to get involved with WLNZ years ago.
As LCC Radio, yeah.
Yeah, as LCC Radio. I was interested in trying to get on air somehow and okay, having my own show, and I wanted to play like a lot of local music and some bands that I was in and some bands of friends of mine and everything like that. And then it just never happened. So okay, I saw the posting and I was like, maybe I should just randomly put in this thing and see if it works out.
Did I brush you off or did I tell you to come back?
You told me to come back, and I still have a card of yours, I believe.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know. I was at least friendly, which is usually my MO anyway. I'm usually like that, but I'm always trying to give people an idea of what we're doing here at LCC Connect. So mm-hmm, can you kind of help people understand how we've been supporting you in the process?
So definitely, I am able to, as long as there's studio time, I can book. And that actually just helps at all, just having a place to come to be in a very professional setting, mm-hmm, knowing that I can show up and things are set up, there's a mic that's ready for me to go. Beyond the recording, there's just knowing that there's editing going on in mm-hmm, a particular way and everything like that, and that I don't have to necessarily tear my hair out about every single little bit of everything. I can just come in and get started and practice and form my way of approaching how I still want to formulate the topics that I want to talk about, or mm-hmm, even just whatever randomness I want to have at any particular time. Knowing that I have the ability to do that and that I have the freedom to do that is great. That's a huge support, knowing that, being able to actually be comfortable enough to ask questions without feeling like I'm out of my element or anything like that.
Sure.
So I don't feel like I'm ever being talked down to, like, oh, you don't know what this is or anything like that. No, it's absolutely not that. It's a very, seeing as how we're in an educational surrounding at all, I think that helps as well, because there's just a base of being able to come in and figure things out as you mm-hmm, go along and learn the process and learn if there's more areas that you're interested in. And you've been very supportive. And I know there's a lot going on with remaking and rebuilding a lot of different things around the area, but you are cool as a cucumber about everything, which also helps stave off any kind of like, well, what am I going to talk about today and everything like that. And I come in and it's just like, chill. You know, so
cool.
It's just,
I appreciate the kudos. That's not what that question was about, of course, well, but it is very good to hear that you're having a positive experience. And it is helpful in me kind of helping explain to others exactly what we're trying to do here, because this is not necessarily a place for somebody who has that background in broadcasting, although you do have a little background in communications to a degree. It's not necessarily for that. It's for people to not only, I'd say jump out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Definitely.
And then at the same time, learn in the process. Mm-hmm. So everybody that I'm working with, they aren't pros.
Right.
So it's great to see you're finding it a positive experience and you're learning from it. Let's talk about the name Ripper.
Okay.
That's a really broad term. And really, we got to try to figure out what exactly does this title mean to you? What are you trying to say with Ripper?
All right. So I did, yes, there's an acronym associated with Ripper that I put together. I will tell you straight up, this is going to go right back to the music and metal. I'm a big Judas Priest fan. And nice. I was listening to one of the albums, and there's a song called The Ripper on it, which is, of course, about Jack the Ripper. But there's a song called Ripper on it, and I was like, ooh, I like that. Really speaks to me. I really like, you know, the fall and Halloween and everything like that. And it kind of came together in my brain about, like, how I can rip off the, not rip, I'm sorry. I started that completely incorrectly. What I meant was to rip things off of, like, a seal. So, like, opening a seal, and me being the kind of maniac I can be sometimes, it's kind of like just tearing things apart in certain ways that I might say things.
I like that you refer to yourself as a maniac.
I
so did you establish what the acronym stands for?
I did. I actually...
You still don't know, do you?
I know. Well, after, I wrote it down. I have my folder here. So it was R was randomness. So that would be me coming in with just talking about whatever was off the top of my head that day. If, like, I ran into some weird traffic, I'd be like, you know what we need? Yada, yada, yada. This thing and that thing. And then just being, like, silly about it. And then going into the fact that, like, I'm related to the actual traffic stop maker.
Okay.
It's like my grandfather's cousin or something. Anyway, and then just going from that point on into if I'm going to have an interview that day, have an interview segment. So that'd be the I.
Okay.
The first P then would be, I believe I saw that was going to be talking about, actually, I don't have it in front of me. There's two P's obviously in there. I'm going to straight shot to E. E was going to be about entertainment, and then R was going to be about revising or revisiting other things.
I don't have it handy.
I have my notes. I really do. I know I went over it in one of the sessions. So,
well, by September 30th, we'll have that thought organized and we will have it ready to go, and people will know what Ripper stands for.
You know, I'm in the weird lull right now where today it was like, oh, I saw a butterfly, and that's literally what's on my brain.
You saw a butterfly?
Very Homer Simpson-esque.
It's not at all. I think that's a beautiful thing. Well, you said interviews, so what type of folks are you hoping to have on the show? Because you haven't had too many yet. A lot of what you've done is solo, which I think has been great. But what are you looking to as far as an interview goes?
So I did have an interview with a friend that I had from many years ago, from our elementary days. She's local again, and she was doing some somatic yoga, and I had a dance class, and she's doing other things, but she's also a DJ. Mm-hmm. And since I love music, and I just wanted to explore many other different types of ways of perspectives of looking at things. So her name is DJ Big M, or Emily Walensky, and she's from East Lansing as well.
Okay.
And she also was talking about, like, connecting astrological cosmic events with the somatic dancing that she was doing events for. The events are still going on, the last I knew, but I wanted to get her back in to get a better interview going and have a refresher.
Sure.
And seeing where she's at with that now, because she was just starting out with everything. And I did not want to premiere just in case that she, much like myself, was going to be, like, kind of changing a little bit what I was doing.
Yeah, and she did, actually, by the time, and it might be one of those ones that we never get to use, which does happen in the world of what we do.
True. So that's, like, the kind
of... But you're planning on having her back?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So beyond that, there are other local persons and personalities that I would love to bring in and have them talk about the different events that they are going to be putting on or already working on right now. Just a lot of people that I know. I'm kind of one of those weird extrovert, introverted people where like...
It's not as weird as you think, trust me.
Yeah, okay. So like when I get out there, I can really talk to anybody.
You're talking to a cat that has no problem getting up on a stage and announcing, but you put me in a party and environment with a bunch of people and I have a terrible time reaching out and just saying, hi, I'm new, blah, blah, blah.
It's like, I'm going to stand over by the wall. Cool.
You're
anyway.
Not nearly as weird as you think you are.
Excellent. So yeah, there's, so I end up meeting a lot of people, and especially with volunteering, you meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
You start to learn like how there's different people in different circuits. There's the MICA events that happen and whatnot with the Blues Fest and Jazz Fest and everything like that. People will come back and do those things as volunteers, and also the folk festivals and everything like that. You start to learn real quickly that there's a different kind of way to connect to people. And it's not based on your personal relationships with those people. It is based on how are we going to help today? Where are we at? How are we going to put this show on? Where can I be at to help and everything like that? Instead of like thinking about like, how much are we going to make today? And, you know, like what are our expenses and all that kind of stuff? It's kind of like you don't have to really concentrate on that too much.
Right.
You're just there to help energize and keep things running and functioning. And then also have a smile on your face and be entirely inviting and welcoming.
So you think a lot of the folks you'll have are kind of personal connections?
Definitely. Yeah. And then if there's some kind of way to connect them to my life. And for me personally, I love when people get to explain what their life is all about. I love listening to other people tell their stories. And I love being able to have a way for people to have their platform on my platform.
Right.
On
right,
your platform.
Right, right. This is a platform.
So, yeah, I've kind of always been that way, even when I go to a show or something like that, and just always like the random screaming cheerleader in the crowd. And I'm like, yes, I know you made that mistake, but keep going. I mean, I don't say that out loud, but it's just like, yes, everything you're doing.
I mean, speaking of which, okay, so you kind of went through this process, and I would love for you to explain to other students who want to find their voice. Mm-hmm. Whether through podcasting, music, or another outlet, whatever it is, what advice would you give them?
First of all, be honest with yourself. When you are trying to approach this idea of podcasting towards other people, I would say do not base it on what you've seen on like other kind of streaming platforms or listening platforms or anything like that. Do not try to base your kind of way of producing and your productions on anybody else's kind of production. Be honest with whom you are and what you personally have an interest in. Is it somebody else's interest that you're trying to talk about here? Or is it like the fact that you're interested about somebody else's interests?
Gotcha.
And then I'd say probably a little bit of the public speaking thing would be a good thing to hone in on, and trying to find your voice, your personal voice. Try not to go all super, I want to say rock jock, like because you're screaming into the microphone is a thing, but it's not, you're not Sam Kinison.
I mean, you are absolutely talking to somebody who loves to talk like a rock jock.
But I mean, like,
I love doing it.
Yeah. But I mean, in the extreme way, like very gonzo adventure, like kind of way. That's if you want to find your personal way to connect with other people, the way that you're going to genuinely do that is to be a genuine person and be sincere to who you are. And
distilling that all down, I'd say be authentic is your biggest takeaway from that. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Come with your authentic voice, and everybody has a unique perspective. Even if things seem similar to other people, that is actually kind of a unique thing in and of itself. It's like there's not a lot of people that you might actually find that you have more in common with certain particulars about other people, but the way that you project and say particular things is your own way of being able to be unique about it. So, you know, you might say that you like an orange slice. And I might say I like taking the rind off of an orange in a particular way. And gutting it with little spices and everything like that.
It's actually eat the orange rind. I love it.
You
do? I love it. Yeah, I love rind. I don't know why, but I've always done that. Yeah.
That is like
weird.
No,
I know.
That's.
I love the rind. It's weird.
I'm striked. I'm sorry. My brain took a note there, and I was like really trying to assess this, and then I thought about it. And I'm like, that is, you've got a stomach of some.
Not like I used to, no.
I love that because, well, to me, the first thing I thought about was like if you're hunting and like taking the whole animal, using the entire animal, and, you know, being thankful that that entire animal had life and everything, like as adverse to like just chopping
offered
it up and then
life sustenance,
throwing all the bits away. That was the vision that I had in my brain about you. Wow, you really actually really appreciate every bit of everything.
I just think it tastes good.
I've
done it ever since I was a kid.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It's good for spices too. Taking the rind and putting in like your mulling and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Man, you're a very interesting person all the time.
Terry, Denise, so great having you in today. Ripper is the name of the podcast. It premieres on LCC Connect coming up on the 30th of September. It'll also show up on WLNZ 89.7. Thanks so much for coming in and talk to me.
Thank you.
Very last question of the day. I can't tell you what this question is because it's the rando question of the day. Here we go. If you had a reality show, which one would it be and why?
Which one would, just follow me around with a camera and I guess, I don't know, would that be multicam, single cam?
It's up to you. It's your reality show.
I guess it would be just like the story or the view of my life and to walking in my shoes. How about that? Seeing things from
Depeche Mode?
Yes. Try walking in my shoes. That's one of my favorite songs from those guys.
Love it.
Okay, so one of the P's is definitely a preview.
She figured it out. Hey, at least you remembered.
Hey, you know, I'd just like to say, like Gandalf says, a wizard's time is their own time or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Something like that. I'm truly a wizard. I'm saying I'm on my own time and my brain is on its own time as well.
This is LCC Connect.
Voices.
Vibes.
Vision.